Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, South to North. The Iditarod is upon us, and those who follow the race know that dog mushing is home to some colorful characters. It might seem strange that one of Alaska's top mushers has a southern accent, but when one reporter from Arkansas heard Alan Moore's southern drawl, she immediately recognized one of her own. Alaska Public Media correspondent Zoe Rome has more.
It's 40 below and snowing. I'm huddled next to a wood-burning stove inside an old schoolhouse in Eagle, Alaska, a small village in the bush with a population of about 200 or 300, depending on the season. It's a strange place to find myself, a reporter from Arkansas chasing sled dogs as they race across Alaska and Canada, which is why I'm even more surprised to run into a fellow Arkansan and his 14 Alaskan Huskies.
Well, you're not from here, are you? I guess I haven't lost my accent, people tell me.
Alan Moore, sometimes known as the Southern Gentleman of Mushing, is an elite sled dog runner whose path from small-town Arkansas to mushing fame surprises even him.
It does not make sense. Redneck from Arkansas comes from there to here running dogs.
Moore grew up in Arkansas's northeast corner in a small town called Manila. He has always been active and loved being outside. Most of all, he loved animals. Moore studied wildlife management at Arkansas State University and eventually went on to work for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, tagging ducks and counting deer. One thing he didn't like was Arkansas summer heat.
When I left Arkansas, it was 100 plus degrees with the heat index and all that. I wanted to go where it was cool.
So he sold almost everything he owned and loaded the rest into his pickup truck, along with his two young daughters, Bridget and Jennifer, and drove to the coldest place he knew, Alaska. He was drawn north by childhood memories of cool blue ice and glacial streams from a visit to Anchorage, memories that drew him north to Fairbanks, where he settled with his daughters and started working in wildlife management. Almost immediately, he felt the allure of a sled and a dog
Rodney.
Team.
How you doing, Rodney? How you doing? Just take it easy. Just take it easy.
First thing we saw in Fairbanks was these little dog races, kids with one dog, one little sled, went around this one little oval track. So what do you think she wanted to do? Because I got a dog, I got a sled, and I had to help her train this one dog, and she did it for the first winter and enjoyed it so much that then her older sister, she wanted to do it, so I had to get another dog. So.
But he just goes round and round and round and round because he's so excited to go.
He was hooked.
It is addictive. I wish everyone could experience, though.
He started competing in sprints, working his way up to 100, 300, and finally 1,000-mile distances.
It's cool knowing how people traveled 100-plus years ago. That's the only means of transportation they had. And when we go through these isolated places, even today, it looks no different.
He met his wife, Allie Zirkel, and they started work building houses and then selling them, using the meager profits to run dogs all winter long. Allie, an experienced musher herself with multiple second-place Iditarod finishes, won a smaller race, the Yukon Quest. Zirkel used the winnings to build herself a house. They started a kennel, SP Kennel, to grow their passion for mushing. After a few more racing successes, sponsorships started rolling in, allowing Moore to pursue his love of mushing full-time.
Here we are running dogs for a living, so you can't beat that. It's a passion, number one, but when you can turn your passion into a vocation, it seems like that would be everyone's dream.
For Moore, mushing combines many of his favorite things, a passion for the outdoors, curiosity about fitness, and a love of animals. There's no relationship quite like that between a musher and their team. Even Moore, who's been running dogs for 20-plus years, struggles to describe it.
Sled dogs, I don't know how to pinpoint it, but it's just different. It's just like you and a sled dog are the same. I mean, you sleep together, you do everything together.
It's this relationship, this passion for canine companionship, that's fueled much of Moore's success.
Let's welcome Mr. Alan Moore.
It's not just surprising to find an Arkansan on the back of a dog sled. Moore is really, really good at it.
Welcome to Winehorse, Mr. Moore.
Yes, Aside from several successful Iditarod runs, he has won the rugged Yukon Quest 3 times. He and his wife now have a kennel of almost 40 dogs.
We just love to be around dogs, and that's what it was all about. And now it's become so much more than just dogs.
For Moore's part, he's just glad to be enjoying the cooler winter weather.
Up here, if it's 40 below, 50 below, I can put more clothes on, because you can only take so much off.
For AK, I'm Zoe Rome.